might be hurting today. Why doesn't Uncle Steve call me up and bawl me out or write me a nasty letter? Anything's better than never hearing from him again. I've made a mess of everything, and I did want to help you two kids, but I've just spilled the beans.
No, you haven't, Jerry.
Your uncle will hate showgirls more than ever now, but he's seen enough of little Vi to know that she's all right. We've accomplished that much anyhow. Yep, your only chance is to go to him and tell him the truth.
Hey, Jerry, what's wrong with Topsy St. Clair and that dizzy Eleanor dame? They haven't shown up for rehearsal yet.
I don't know. I haven't seen them since last night.
Well, it's a wonder they wouldn't call me up and offer me a lot of excuses.
I say, do hurry, Alison. You know, we are atrociously late.
Well, the next time you get me on a horse, it'll be a hobby horse.
Oh, I say, driver, just charge us all that jolly sort of rock.
No?
Well, you won't be able to set and concentrate for a while. You'll have to do it standing up.
Oh, I hope that horse feels as bad as I do.
Horseback riding is a sport of kings. Why, it's being done in all the better classes. Well, really, you know, there's nothing like it for reducing.
Reducing the horse? Oh, you should have seen the nasty look he gave me when I climbed down off him.
He wasn't a gentleman. She was a lady.
Well, all I got to say is one lady shouldn't ought to do such a thing to another.
And if I remember correctly, her name was Pearl.
It should have been Granite. Yes.
Really, Topsy. Come, Searchy. Come here.
Well, I hope this rehearsal hasn't interfered with any social engagements you ladies might have had.
Oh, I know we're frightfully late all day. But be a good egg and don't wrestle long. You see, rehearsals are such a belly fat. And I'm so bored and fatigued.
Mm-hmm. And show up late once more for rehearsal, and both of you are all washed up in this group. Now get dressed and be quick about it.
Well, I'm all loose inside and collapsing. I can't do no rehearsal today.
Oh, I suppose that wasn't included in your contract, eh?
Now, don't get sarcastic. I'm a very sick woman. And I got a very sore.
Sore what?
Tell him the truth, darling. One can't shock him. He's been married. Frequently.
Well, I had an accident. I was horseback riding. Oh, use your imagination.
Now, you quit stalling and get upstairs and get dressed and get down on this stage before I tell you what I really think of you. Now, Saroon.
Grand is no name for it, but you can imagine what he thinks of me now.
Well, I never dreamed I'd see you as sappy as you are over any man.
You're not half as surprised as I am.
Well, not that I want to be a killjoy, but don't take him so serious. Late at night when they're all lit up like Macy's windows, gentlemen say a lot of things they don't remember.
Don't you think he meant what he said about wanting to marry me?
He might have thought he meant it. But I don't believe anything any man tells me after 10 o'clock at night. Listen, baby, I've had him promise me diamonds at supper and the next morning send me up a box of stuffed prunes.
Hey, Jerry, Jerry, come on, snap out of it. We're ready for that next number. And you, start memorizing that extra line. Do you know it?
Sure, I know it.
Well, let's hear it.
I am the spirit of the ages and the progress of civilization. I am the spirit. I am. Oh, darn it, I've forgotten that second line, isn't it? I am the spirit of the ages.
And what a spirit.
Hello, sweetie. Why, I've been concentrating on you all afternoon.
Yes?
But I never thought you'd walk in on me like this.
No? What are you doing?
I'm rehearsing.
Oh.
They gave me an extra line. All my life I've wanted one more line. Now that I've got it, I forgot the darn thing.
Well, don't you worry, my dear. You know, the orchestra will play so loud while you're on the stage that nobody will hear you anyway.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, I tell you what, let's do. You take me out and buy me a nice, great big lunch, and then
we'll... Oh, yes, and then we'll buy the car you saw in the window last night this morning.
Oh, I was kidding last night. You're such a sweet thing. I don't want you to get me that car.
Well, I'll be... Why, Mabel?
Well, you know... Ever since I met that girl that was selling the soap, I've been doing an awful lot of thinking.
Yes?
Well, you see, sweetie, as long as this old carcass holds together, everything is all right. But it's a losing fight. I can't keep up this massage business forever. And if I have my face lifted much more, it'll be on the top of my head.
Oh, nonsense, Mabel, dear. Why, you are still young and very attractive.
Oh, heaven bless you for them kind words, sweetie. Now, if you want to be a real pal and a regular fella, you give me the money that it's going to cost for that automobile, and I'll put it in the bank. Because poor Mabel doesn't want to spend her old age peddling dope.
Well, it's a bargain.
All right.
Now, Mabel, I would...
Well, what is it, sweetie?
Well, you see... Mabel, you know, I think that perhaps Grover would take to me.
Oh, sweetie, you're proposing again.
Now, maybe, please, now. You know, well, perhaps I am, perhaps I am.
Oh, sweetie, propose, sweetie, propose, sweetie, propose.
There you
go
again, Mabel, around here.
Quiet. How do you expect us to go on with the rehearsal with you lovebirds chattering out there?
I beg your pardon, sir, it's all my fault.
Oh, and how did you get in here?
A $10 bill.
Hey, you stay there and study that extra line.
I am the spirit of civilization. I am the spirit. What am I anyway? I am the spirit. I'm a spirit. I am the spirit of the ages and the progress of civilization. I am the spirit of civilization and the I am the spirit. Oh, I give in. I don't want to be a spirit.
What will I be?
Say, you. You know that song you sang at the finish of the second act last night?
Yes.
Well, it was terrible. Half of the audience wanted their money back.
Well, I got a new song. Listen, I want you to hear it. Just play that over again, will you?
Well, all right.
What will I do without you? I'll be so blue without you. Where will I go when you go away? Who do I know to go out and play with? I've been so wild about you. I'll be a child without you. When my lips burn for the kiss I yearn for, what will I do without you? You're telling me what I can't see right in your eyes. You want to go, it's better so, I realize. It's going to grieve me to see you go before you leave me. Please let me know, what will I do without you? I'll be so blue without you. Where will I go when you go away? Who do I know to go out and play with? I've been so wild about you. I'll be a child without you. When my lips burn for the little kiss I yearn for, what will I do without you?
Isn't it wonderful? I could listen to him forever.
Oh, yes, I heard about you last night at Jerry's party. Nicky, dear, sing me a song. Nicky, you're marvelous. Please sing some more.